Classic hits, 1026, 4MK, Rob Kidd for breakfast. If you're out of Mackay Harbour, it's spectacular, 24 degrees. Those storms yesterday certainly dampened the grass, which is wonderful. We're going to get some more of it around today. More showers, chance of thunderstorms. Expect tops of around 31 degrees today.
With Rob's Rescue. Thanks to Mackay City Auto. With 7 brands across 2 locations, you're spoiled for choice.
We love helping people. Maybe you know someone who needs our help. Just get online, 4mk.com.au. Jasmine Crundall's out at Walkeston this morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay.
That's good.
Your world has been turned upside down.
Yes, it sure has.
Can you paint a picture? Because we've been getting a lot of people asking for help. Can you tell us the story with you?
Yeah. So November was just a, you know, normal day. My daughter woke up with blood in her urine. So initially we took her straight to the hospital and they thought it was just the UTI. And all the nurses, doctors really just thought the same thing, but all her symptoms weren't matching up. So the test came back and it showed a mass on her right kidney. And yeah, if you can imagine what you'd see in a movie, it was the same thing. All got sat down and had that serious conversation. And within a few hours of that conversation, we were flown to Brisbane. And they reckon we'll be here till April.
Oh my God.
They diagnosed her with stage 3. Children's kidney cancer.
So between now and April, does that mean test? That means radiation, chemo, everything, yeah?
Yeah. So she's currently on chemo, pretty strong chemo, and then she'll be getting surgery in a couple of weeks to remove her kidney.
Oh, dear.
And then more chemo and radiation.
She's 3.
So she's 3, yeah. A lot for her little body, that's for sure.
How are you? How's your partner? How's everyone going with this?
You know, we've learnt from the beginning that you just got to take it day by day. You can't plan ahead. You can't expect things. You just got to go with the flow. But we're doing okay, you know, best you can be in this situation.
You've got another little one back home here in Mackay, 2-year-old.
Yeah, she just turned 2 on end of November. She's with my parents at the moment.
How's she going?
She's good. She's such a best. My kids are just so adaptive. But, of course, I think she misses us a lot.
Yeah.
But she's doing really well. We've kept her routine. Like, she still goes to daycare and sees her cousins and her grandparents. So she's been doing really well.
I know there's a Facebook page set up, Rosie's page. Rosie's Fight Against the Wilms. It must be getting a lot of traction, getting people sharing it around, which is nice.
Yeah, and it's nice to get the word out too, because I had no idea what it was before it happened to us, you know. So I never even knew it existed. So, yeah, it's been nice to get her message out there, but also the community that's come together has just been absolutely incredible. I have no words for it, to be honest.
So, we're very lucky. Yeah. Right across Mackay, the Sundays, we're a very generous mob. Absolutely.
Very generous. Yeah, and I wish I had more words, but, like, there's no other words. But thank you to all the people that have loved us and supported us, and even the messages you get from complete strangers. Like, it's a lot. It's amazing, though.
Well, our mates down at Mackay Airport, Adrian Miles, heard the story.
Rob, look, first of all, just like to say this is a fantastic initiative by 4MK and to grant people wishes, especially when everyone's been doing it tough this year. And look, when we actually heard about Rosie's wish, look, our hearts absolutely went out to Rosie and Jasmine and the entire family. And Mackay Airport, look, we're about bringing people together. So what Mackay Airport would like to offer is return flights for Rosie's sister and Jasmine's parents to go down and spend Christmas with the family together.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Oh, really?
It's our absolute pleasure to be able to offer this for Rosie and the family.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you.
Not me. That's Adrian.
I know. Thanks, Adrian. turns lights. Wow. Thank you so much.
No, look, it really is something special, mate, and hopefully, you know, yeah, it gets that family together, mate, at this pretty incredible time when you read about what the poor girl's going through.
I know. And also our mates at Mackay City Auto Group. Kai and the crew heard your story. They get a help too with $1,000 for you to help with Christmas, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I just don't have the words. Thank you so much.
The generosity of these people, when they hear stories like that, they want to help, and that's what they're doing. So from us to you, Jasmine, and your entire family, we're wishing your little one, Rosie, all the very best with the battle ahead. And if there's anything else we can do, just let us know, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. It means so much to us.
You have a good day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. 7:46, if you know someone else who needs our help, Rob's Rescue, it's up for grabs. Just tell us at 4mk.com.au. 7:47.